didn't know about it. Move on. Anyway. Nelson, I was the great famous Nick Branton. I was equally famous Zay Hunt with us, and this is Social Media Geniuses. And the name of this podcast for today is, you know, the young generation. But some other things go along with it, you know, we got some other stuff. But I recently got tagged in a video by my friend Michelle, and it was like, you know, back when we was in basically middle school, elementary, and the stuff that we used to have to do, and how fun it was back in the day, and to what the young generation now don't even know what we had to go through, the struggle. But it was a fun struggle. First of all, I'm talking about the brick pizza. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. You go to lunch, you get a little square pizza, no cheese on it, and you got no sausage, no pepperoni, or nothing. But it
had pepperoni?
It did.
The little bit of pieces of pepperoni.
Yeah. Like real though.
Oh, them little square, yeah. Square cheese. Sometimes. Sometimes. But.
That's the only way I'm going to eat that. I got some kind of meat.
Anyway. Need some kind of meat, huh? Anyway.
No homo. That's why I say no homo all the time. Then you talking about why I say it all the time.
But everybody know the pizza was bombing for. Everybody know that shit. That's what you went to school for most of the time. Get the pizza.
But, and elementary.
Baker. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway. That's right, my bad guy. I mean, from phone vibrate, I usually do, but I forgot I had to say so. Anyway.
But, elementary and middle school, George went to school for that pizza. High school, I went for that spicy chicken and waffle fries.
Man, everybody had the same menu. We didn't broke down equipment. We probably had lost when they were in the menu.
No, way, in middle school, we had hot wings one time.
One time. Bro, you give me once. Hey,
nigga said we ain't gonna need niggas no hot wings no more. It's cost, look.
Let me be a little fuck.
Okay, now. Kill that, boy.
Anyway, they're like, y'all ain't have to use.
What?
So the nigga during the podcast, you gonna open the skin up? You know what's on the bed.
Taste the rainbow, nigga.
Hey, it's a Jerry! Anyway. Y'all have to go through what? We had to go through pencil softeners.
Right? Hey, go through what?
Pencil softeners. You know, the winer kind, not the liquor kind. You didn't get the liquor kind until you got back up into middle school, going to high school.
Yeah.
You had to switch.
7th, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. And a wine cup. Then, like, if you get too full, you got empty all the shavers up. Take okay, so you're doing it for other people. You basically empty out the trash for other people.
Basically.
Y'all have to go through that. Y'all got iPads, so y'all ain't got to use no pens. Y'all just draw your fingers with stylus and all that stuff.
I think teachers let them use pens, not anyway.
Yeah. Or they were doing pens. Calculators. I mean, y'all know y'all still use calculators, but I mean, like, old school calculators. Ain't no scientific function on this. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, add, subtract, divide. That's it.
Okay, now.
Clear, all clear, all that stuff there. Y'all got high tech. Y'all do formulas on y'all. All right.
You can do it. X and Y and I to the third power.
Yeah, right before the podcast, my friend was talking about, or Jay Hill was talking about, you know, back in the day they had the little astronomy, like astrology, or the whole star.
Oh.
You cut the whole lights in the end, the stars. Like, yeah. That's amazing to them. That's probably amazing to y'all now.
It's like a little igloo type thing. You walk in it,
and you see those stars.
And
stars. See, that's part of amazing to y'all. Y'all got like 3D graphics, y'all have comics. Like,
oh, they did Google Earth, no?
Yeah. But that stuff was amazing to us. So y'all understand that. And that's why I think that's why y'all so caught up. I'm just going to say that. We played. We went outside. We got dirty. You know what I'm saying? We got black because we are black. White people, y'all just got red and got sunburned and stuff. But we went outside. We did things. We had fun. And the reason why y'all, your generation, so fat because y'all do nothing. I'm saying how I eat. You on iPad, social media. You know what I'm saying? TV, games. That kills me.
It's on like, 5% of people of this generation that do go out and exercise.
And that generation grew up with probably like 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
That's it. I want the young generation that was born in, not the 90s, the 2000s. To 94 Michael Jackson song.
I think everybody know Michael Jackson though.
94 Michael Jackson song that was hit. Like, hit. Platinum Diamond type hits. Not no regular.
Four Michael Jackson song. Killing us, four Michael Jackson song.
Platinum hit Michael Jackson song. Not like that boy everybody know.
It's killer.
Thriller Nights. What else? And they got too many songs, bro.
You got Thriller, you have Billie Jean.
Billie Jean, you got Number of the Time, you got
You Are Not Alone, The Way You Make Me Feel, all this stuff. All okay. Basically, that whole world. The Bad Album.
Yeah, The Bad Album.
Dirty Diana type stuff. Like, man, music of the 90s is way better than music with all this
stuff. I think somebody would age it, though.
98, I'm sorry, probably, you know, my guess is older for us, but 50s. But anyway,
80s and 90s.
80s and 90s is way better than what it is now in the 2000s. New generation and all this stuff here. I'm just being honest with y'all. What y'all listen to is basically bull.
Like a third.
Main one. Tiki. Another one.
What? Oh, you know, I heard one of his new songs.
What's that?
And he ain't doing that no more.
What are you doing?
He actually talking.
What?
Actually,
you can hear what
you're saying.
I gotta go listen to that.
Tiki, I saw
it on Twitter. No offense, Tiki. I love your music. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna flex on you now. When Tiki came out,
I ain't listening to him like that.
Anyway, I was a Tiki fan. I listen to your music all the time.
You know, that's so.
You was a real nigga.
I can't listen to that.
Only
be honest, though. He has some
5 beats, though. Yeah. I like him. His lyrics was good for me, too. You know what he's saying? I still like music. Like, I said, one. Like, Young Thug and people like that, like, you know, them one hit wonders. Like,
Young Thug? he got more than one hit. I only listen to him, but
They like that. Name four hit songs that you remember.
Two Cut Store.
Anyway,
keep going. Hold on, thank
you. Now, you see, he didn't have to say that when he came back.
The mixtape him and Rich Homie Quan, I can't think of none of the songs of it.
So you know, you can't remember names. Think about it, you can remember names of Michael Jackson song.
I know the songs he's featuring on.
Shit like that. Features, I'm talking songs. Him. Numero uno. And that will give me, like, people don't understand, like, you can name a song from the 80s and 90s, like, you know the words to it like that. Or it comes out to a new generation. Sweet.
Nobody.
So yeah, boy, man. Back in like stuff like that, Prime and like all the people there. Yes, yeah, I'm thinking what I'm talking. All the people that you can remember this one.
Got him.
I'm sorry, y'all. But if I could take a picture and put on my Facebook, I'm gonna say I know why I said that. Paul. Man,
I don't know what
they're talking about. I got it. but yeah, people like that for 80s and 90s music, you can remember the song, remember the lyrics. It's like, well, today, I can't even say that I can remember one song that really just catches my mind, my attention. I remember every time, besides the part of J. Cole song or Kendrick Lamar song. A song that was relevant and like made sense.
I can.
Now, on the spot, so yeah.
I think about early 2000. Like early. You said that made sense though?
That made sense. You
oh, I thought you were talking about like, I think like crump music.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Like stuff
not
like
turn
that.
Turn up.
Tell me they have no lyrics to it. You just basically go along with the beat.
I banged in my white teeth.
You give me a minute.
Say, Kane and my white teeth. I don't know what that don't say.
Dang. I don't know that.
I didn't know that man white teeth from school when that just came up.
Literally, I said, if you can honestly say that you like this music now better than the 80s, 90s music, I applaud you. Because you're mentally retarded.
I have to say something
stupid. Like what?
I thought I won. And I say, Michael Jackson made it.
Just like you're the idiots do podcast. I said 2000. This is still something like that. Who don't know that?
I don't even know who came out 2000.
Come on.
My goodies.
Give me the lyrics.
I know Peter Pablo part, I think.
Give me the lyrics.
Need a whole lot of me, never think it's all.
Yeah.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Twist it right here. It's been like a hell of a time. That's a whole different song.
Exactly. But anyway,
I'm trying to get into these skills.
younger generation, y'all honestly are privileged, more privileged than what we were when we were growing up. The computers and stuff were just coming out. Niggas had flip phones.
Right? Well, just coming out. They're just getting popular.
Technology was just coming out. we had flip phone, ready to look slide ups. Y'all got touch screens and all this stuff.
Well, when we were growing up, they had beepers.
Yeah, beepers and stuff like that. Like I can actually remember when the first cell phone came out. And everybody had a little Nokia, a little white one with a little blue on it.
I had the red with the little white.
Oh, that one though.
You know, oh no, not the Nokia. No,
that's not Nokia.
You right, yo.
You know what I'm saying? That
one thing about the what is it? Kyocera, Kyocera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that CD. People don't even remember. I don't think half y'all remember that. If you want a flip phone, nah, y'all don't have stuff that y'all have today. I'm just being honest. I started out with a flip phone. Went up to a slider. Came up to a touch screen.
I
was literally drinking those moments.
I mean, I had that race car flip phone. And I was in biology. Mm. In school. Miss McGovern class. And everybody be like, flip your phone up, flip your phone up. Every time I flip my phone up, it make the sound like the car starting up. Mm-hmm. And then when I close it, it make the sound of the car like taking off. I love my phone.
I'm a person we are. And I mean, I can manage y'all because y'all really don't do shit y'all like not being on social media, but y'all smart. I can't take that from y'all. Y'all are smart people. I'm taking out the dummies. I'm already taking out the dummies. But y'all smart though, because y'all got, since y'all have the technology, y'all, but y'all use it well. I don't try to sort of thing. That's it, soda, not soda either. But like other stuff like that, then you know, we had days on energy when we played on mats and stuff. Like, I don't know if y'all still do that now.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? I said that bring back that video just talking.
But they still got jam clear?
They still do. But they don't do. They actually do work now.
Oh.
Like, right stuff.
I can't do that.
Remember bones and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
I can't do that. We ain't jam play with rich nigga. Never relax.
Relaxation playing.
Okay.
They go to stress.
So talk to one of the girls you trying to smash.
True.
That's basically what they're for.
But like, young generation now, man, like watching that video let me know I had a great childhood. You know, it was a struggle because we didn't have much, but I had a great childhood. You know, I was fat, but still, we didn't answer. Like, and then it comes down to my next subject, which goes wrong with school, is bullying.
I mean, for some schools, yeah. For the school we went to.
School went to was small, so we're no bullying. Everybody knew everybody, so.
We tripped on each other.
Exactly. So, whatever you did, I'm going to get back on your tenfold. And you mad, you mad. They don't really know bullying, nobody killing themselves over that stuff. But like,
big school, I don't know.
Big school is different.
I can't speak on that.
Like, bullying is something I don't entertain. Like, understand that in high school, I was a bully.
If I can say that.
Mm-hmm. I picked on little people little than me and stuff like that, but I mean, at the end, they were still friends.
Because usually when you trip, when you talk about picking on somebody, they come right back and say something about you and all that. So that's get the whole school booked.
Thank you. From pip squeaks and all, banners and all. But anyway, but like bullying is something that is very serious. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like half the kids have so much bad self esteem because they're so worried about what the next person's going to say.
But the thing I'm going to get is the cyber bullying.
That's what I'm getting like.
You can just log out, delete that junk.
Thank you. How can you be like, I said, really, how can you be cyber hard? Like, how you gonna be like a real thug on social media, but in real life, boy, if I put this gun to your head, you are crying to the point.
They'd be like, they're picking on me on the social network. You can delete it.
Block them.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. So, how, like, it's stupid for a kid to say, cyberbullying, but it is still, like, very serious. Like,
still. Nah. School and all that, but cyberbullying, I can't. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, but nigga, just get off that job.
I ain't even sit and listen to cyberbullying. Want to block you?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, now the school thing,
yeah.
I don't condone that.
But
cyberbullying, get off it.
True.
I'm pretty sure your computer got an off switch on.
Ain't no way you can bully me in the first place. Like, you can bully me. You got two choices.
If you want love, go to formersonly.com.
What? That do anything? I'm about to say.
I don't know about what you're gonna say. You ain't gonna put it on formersonly.com, man. Lord, man.
Anyway,
fine, Lord.
Bullies out of you are the ones who want to be your friend, but don't know how to be your friend, and want to pick on you until you understand. Like, nigga, I'm gonna pick on you because I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Second thing, bullies always feel mean because they have low self esteem issues themselves, so they have to feel somebody else make themselves feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
It's always those two things. I'm just trying to get people to understand, like, if you stand up for yourself, of course you might get beat up, but every day you stood up for yourself, you're going to feel better about yourself. And stop let what everybody else think about you get to you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. What I'm saying is, they pick on you.
I'm going to say you say
pick at them again. Same. I'm pick at them.
Get back home. I'm pretty sure they're going to get mad at you. They're going to want to fight you, but they ain't going to fight you. Unless they like 300 pounds, you but like a buck 25. Oh, yeah, they don't want to fight you then.
It's kind of like that movie, Carrie.
True.
Yeah, you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would kind of like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people go out shooting up schools and stuff, they're even bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you understand? It's more of go along with that. And it comes down to the adult school at the school, the teachers, principal, all that. You got to actually do something about it. You can't just sit here and swipe to the side, suspend this person, and then they're going to come back and do the same thing. You got to sit here and actually try to figure out why this person getting bullied, why you doing this, and what makes you feel like you got the right to do anything you feel like in this school. To bully somebody.
Well, be a principal then, dude.
I'm going to start going to school to be a teacher. Because, I mean, if I see that.
When I first got out of high school, I was going to do that, but then I was like, it ain't for me, because me, I'm the bad kid now. I have to fight one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I love teaching kids. I love seeing
what hold
I
on, what kid, though? What age?
All ages.
Because once they hit high school, they
know they pissed off. See, I love teaching high school kids. It's easy. I see
now they start feeling it. They be like, no, you don't get up out of my family. What?
Think about it. I control how far you go in life. That's all I got to tell you. So if you hit me, you ain't going far in life. Like, you ain't going to make it.
But they going to give them an L.
Thank you. If you listen to me and just put what I put into your brain, you use it, you go far in life.
Teaching ain't hard to do.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they didn't read out a book.
Nah, see, I ain't going to be that type of teacher. I'm asking to teach you. I'm going to teach you life skills.
And they say it getting hard to be a teacher. If this students don't do good on the state test, so then when they start getting fired or whatever, that's why them teachers that got arrested. They start cheating, start changing answers on the test.
Okay.
And then they got about 20 years.
Anyway, I'm about to bully. School bully. You got bullies outside. You got bullies that grown.
Yeah, what?
That grow up. Bully people in offices and stuff like that. Like, I understand, like, your life is just that bad with your bullies about when you grown. Like, I think you should hear that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, you just kill yourself. But bullying just brings me to my next thing, which is diseases. Which some bullies have diseases that you don't even know about. Like being bipolar. That's a disease.
Multiple personality disorder.
You know what I'm saying? So, schizophrenia. I know we had schizophrenia that I work with. I ain't gonna put a name.
What else? Headaches.
Anyway, like, being bipolar is no joke. It's just serious. And some people actually do kill themselves with that because you go through a state of depression so quick. Like, at one second, you have this on what the world, like, you're on top of the world type stuff, Titanic floating, the nigga holding you from behind type stuff. But then you go to a state of depression where the Titanic seems like, nigga, I don't even feel like being on this earth. Like, why am I here right now? It's serious. I'm bipolar, but I'm not that bipolar. I just switch up my temper real quick, but no. Not no kill myself type stuff, but it's very serious. bullying.
I ain't do that.
And speaking of cyberbullying, the same thing with the whole VSU. Step on the flag.
Oh, yeah,
that's like, I mean, again, we done well with it, but I'm going to go into more justice on it.
Yeah.
But that's the thought about it. Actually, you know, heard opinions.
Mm-hmm.
All this. So, everybody keeps talking about it. Everywhere I go. It don't matter where I go. So I say, no, my nigga. It's not important to my life.
It really ain't.
But it's important to the person who actually needs their life. Not think about it like that. If I was looking at a cause that I feel I need to stand up for. So I had to put myself in their shoes. So I did. I thought about it. You put up a statement that basically you step on American flag and you saying that America ain't shit.
That's how the people that's pro.
That's how they protest and, you know, they feel like America ain't shit. So,
no, not.
You step on American flag, that's what they're saying about America.
Yeah, that's what he's saying about America. But see, where people, they thought he was talking about the troops. Cause they saying like,
I understand, you know, military is, you know, basically want to want the flag, but I don't. Honestly, I don't see it. I just
saying like,
I see it as America. I don't see it as truth. The truth do what they doing something that we can't do. Something that you know, things that keep us alive, basically.
Yeah, they were saying like they thought he was stamping on it for like they thought he was.
And that would make me so mad about people that they can't sit here and just ask, okay, why are you doing this? Okay, I'm talking about America. I'm not talking about y'all. This has nothing to do with the military. I applaud y'all for
that. That's why some of them girls came up and talked to him about it and asked him why. You know, like, he was stemming on white supremacism and white privilege, and not just America. He said the whole world.
See, yeah, he said, well, think about it. Okay, if you thought the whole world, what is white? You act like Asians or Arab people, you walk into the store, might shoot you because you're still not the store. It's just not white people. I understand what you're talking about, because it's mainly white people, but it's level to this shit.
Nah, he was saying, man, you made me miss my train of thought.
What I was saying? My white supremacists and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he said all of America, white people invaded every part of the world and called it their own, and then after they leave that place, it's destroyed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I wish I had a video. I can't remember everything, but
kind of argument. So if that's so much true, why is everything coming to fruition? Like, why is every country that we actually do invading ourselves? Why we owe so much money? If the white supremacy was so just bad, we won't owe nobody as much money as we owe right now.
So that's what he's saying.
That's basically saying every country that we invade, all this stuff.
No, not America. He's saying like he said every country the white people invade like since the beginning.
I understand. I feel like where most white people live at?
I don't know.
America. America. If you're talking white people, you're talking about Germans, Italians, Irish, all of them. So you're talking about all the people, though. Really? Really? You live in America. You don't live out there in Germany, Italy, Ireland.
He's saying, like, just, like, now. He's saying, since the beginning of time, they moved around to different places and leave it to scroll, and they move off of it. Like, and he's saying that what they're doing with America right now.
You still ain't. Sir, whoever you is, I want to have a one-on-one conversation interview with you.
Because yeah, you still ain't making.
You still can't. No, in the way you explain, he still ain't going to make no sense to me. Think about it. I understand what you're saying. They're doing this to America right now. But think about it. And all the places that you name, trying to steal in fruition. Italy, Spain, any place in any continent that you go, except for even Africa come back up into the world. So what I'm saying is still based off none. It's like it's opinion. You're a very opinionated person, but you ain't looking at the whole picture.
I think your main argument is you're trying to get.
No, your main argument to me is just you're just racist. I'm saying, hold on, I'll go ahead.
I think, in my opinion, for America, he's trying to get like. Equal. Black people get the same equal rights as white people. Because we think about it, when a white person and a black person go for the job, the same job, the same qualification, probably have the same type of interview, that white person most likely to get the job than the black person.
And he wanted
to be like, you shouldn't look at that, you should look at the person, like the character of that person instead of like going by race. Basically like a Martin Luther King type thing.
So you have a dream, basically. I understand this. If you have a dream, I understand that. Cool. If you have that dream, why is this something for Black America? To me, if it was Martin Luther King's day, Martin King was saying for the blacks.
He ain't just Mexicans, say black, though.
Chinese. Every person that don't get that job,
he ain't just say. He ain't just say black. Everybody's just making it too.
But I mean, I want to have one-on-one with this man, because from what I'm hearing, it's just like you really just want to be a new Black Panther, but
that's kind of what it seems like.
But to me, you don't want to be a new Black Panther. You should just want to be an activist, person that stands up for everybody, even the lowest white people that actually like us. You know what I'm saying? But your argument for the whole, you know, white supremacists leaving every other country and leaving in ruins. Think about it. If you see that, if that was the question, why everybody still living there, right? Why are people still bringing it back onto earth? It don't matter what they do before, it's what they do now. to me. Like, you too much.
For America, what they doing now is kind of the same thing.
I'm saying, like, you live too much in the past. I need to live in the future, man. In the future, you ain't gonna have equal rights like you want to. Because that was the one person.
That's fine.
I know
what I'm saying.
Like, I'm trying to get to the whole public and let them know, like, you won't get no equal rights. There's always gonna be that one person with that mind.
Oh, yeah.
One person gonna have that power and those connections to get into that seat of power, to get the people who have the same thoughts as him to be out together and do the same thing they've been doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to kill them as you live your life accordingly. That's all I mean. But you trying to be a Black Panther, and you know, stand up for equal rights for Black people, trying to be in person. But
see, I can't explain how the video. You have to watch the video. But I see what you're saying.
Even if I watch the video, I'm still feeling the same way. It's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said, if I have a one-on-one interview with a man, and just tell me your story and how you feel, and let me kind of argue your story and still tell me how you feel. Because it's going to be the same intelligent conversation.
What I say, everybody got a different opinion.
So, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I always gonna be somebody that's gonna approach this against them.
How you approach your situation is still wrong.
But it wouldn't have been a big deal if the girl didn't come up and record.
Reporter or not, how you still approach that situation, but you still wanted their attention. You wanna did it out, you wanna did it out
there. But if he really wanted like national attention, they would have recorded themselves.
I'm saying, but you still wanted that attention. Not if
he probably wanted the attention for like the
yeah, so yeah, yeah. But you still approach it the wrong way. How you thought you was approaching you, like, you gotta think about it. You gotta think about every interval that comes around to it. If I step on a flag, where am I stepping on? Think about it. Your dad could be in the military. You step on the flag, you disrespect your dad at the same time.
That's what I don't get, though. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't talking about that.
He
ain't really disrespect the military.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, but that's how people
see it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You gotta think about it. People think you disrespect the military. If your dad was in the military, or any family you had in the military, you disrespect them. No.
But that's how people say, they be like, you have people fighting for this flag, and I'm like, not really. Like, they ain't really fighting for the flag. They fighting for you. They ain't fighting for the.
Well, honestly, y'all, yeah. They ain't fighting for y'all. Some people are fighting for y'all.
They fighting for the person that next to them, make sure they don't get killed.
I ain't gonna say that. Most people are fighting for y'all, but I say over half of them people are fighting for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Because if you hear most people say,
I can't say that though. They join for the paycheck. Most of them join for the paycheck, but once they get, like, if they go to war or something, that paycheck is the last thing on their mind. That person that they done spent their whole time with is what they trying to protect. Like, the person that's next to them, make sure they don't die. That's like, if me and you go to war.
I ain't stunning you. It's all for one, I need to get home so I can get my paycheck.
They try to.
It's my cousin, though. Of course, I'm going to try to.
Yeah, they try to.
But, nigga, I don't know where I got him.
No, that's what I'm saying. They know them people. Like, they spent the time. They get to know the people that's next to them. So once they start fighting, it's like.
It's like, yo, my guys. I don't care how much we beat up. All for one. I was snitching.
Just like when I was in.
Army, military, Air Force, Navy SEALs. They started shooting.
Nah, that's just like when I was in Bay Train. I ain't know the people that long, but you build that little connection with people that you just dealt with.
Right. If I'm going to war, I don't care if we me and this girl had sex, we had time together.
But see, that's a different.
I'm surviving. Going on to our side.
That's a different mindset, though.
You don't make it.
But see, that's a different mindset. You ain't never been in the army, in the military. So once you get in the military, it's like a different type of environment.
Being in the military is like going through hardships with people that you've been with for a long period of time. You build that rapport with that person who's going through the hardships, right?
Yeah, that's kind of. But you can say it, but once you get to that point, it's a whole different.
I done been through the hardships. It's not military hardship. I'm military hardship. I don't get reported people, and I still know.
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying like
I'm just basically gave a definition.
I'm saying like the military environment. I say you say it right, but once you get in that environment, it's like a different type of.
And let me give y'all a good reason why Nate will never go to the military. One, I don't like doing what other people say. And first of all, we're going to a boot camp. And if I can yell in my face when I'm sitting there, brother, and say, I need to do this.
The only time they give you face.
You got to the good part. You got to the good camp. You went to the you went to the good camp. You can't say no.
But still, it's the same thing. The only time they give you face when you do something wrong.
And
the first day you get there.
See? And the first day I get there, I don't see my face. I just feel like, hey, well, here's what we're going to do. I need y'all to do it. I don't give what y'all say. You say like that. But don't get up here.
See, when they do that, it's like let's say they're telling people to do push-up. And somebody's moving, like, real slow. They done told you to get in the front, in the rest position. But they going to come up like, you don't hear what I'm saying? And they going to get in your face, and they going to talk to you.
Right, nigga, I hear what you're saying, but I need you to step back, like, 20 feet. Your breath is kicking. You need to take that. 3, I'm going to do it. Just chill, okay? Are you taking it a little too serious?
That's how they do.
Now get out my face. I'm going to tell you. Where are you? No, my nigga.
Somebody, one of them tried to do me like that one time. They're not going to get discharged for the medical thing.
Yeah, backstory, this nigga went to the military. A nigga told him that his chest was hurting. He went to the doctor, found out something wrong with his heart. He'll get discharged. Go ahead.
Well, one of them, he do that, the basic, when I, the drill sergeant couldn't talk right. And, he was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? And he got in my face and he was like, cause I forgot what happened. I think I went to the wrong side of the child hall or whatever. And he got my face talking about, get to the other side, run, run, run. I said, nigga, ain't running. After that, I just sat there and walked the whole way back. He got mad, slammed my tray down on the little freezer thing and told him to go outside trying to make me work out. I said, well, I can't work out. I said, with smirk on my face and everything. I said, I can't work out. He said, why not? I gave him that little note that the little hospital gave. He's like, oh, you looking, brother? Like, nigga, I tried to tell you that, but you didn't let me talk, so. Now you feel stupid, don't you?
But, yeah, hey, it's just like, for one, everybody tell me what to do. I'm sorry. I live my own life currently. I'm all going to live my life currently. So, yeah, I don't like working out that much. I mean, I don't like to work out if it's basketball-wise, but working out is a workout. Three.
You really trying to do more in basketball than you do in the military.
Three. I just don't see myself doing that.
Yeah.
No. I'm too young for that.
The reason I went.
They were the third one. The
reason I went for a paycheck.
Boom. See, and I'll come back down for free. Niggas go to the military.
I say.
Most times, that's a nigga, why you going to the military? Shit, you get set for life.
Yeah, most times it's for a paycheck. It's on probably like, right now, I'm probably on like 10% of people that go there just to fight for their country.
Just to fight for their
country. Going for a paycheck and go to college.
You fighting for the bulls.
Go to college for free and.
This man went to the military, but then stand up for the. For the players at school, couldn't even believe it. But you want to go back for our country?
Yep.
Oh, well, Houston. Houston just lost.
It's the
third quarter. It's third quarter. I'm going to go with it.
I don't know, boy. The Warriors pulled back.
Yeah, that's the Warriors. It's Houston. Which brings me to my next topic, which is the NBA playoffs.
I got Warriors going all the way.
I don't care about that. We lost game 4.
Chicago. I care about Chicago.
I do. I'm a fan. You're not, dude.
I can't say that my team ain't even make it to the playoffs.
Thank you. It's all right. Y'all had to fight. Y'all lost.
I feel like if Bosh would have stayed, they ain't probably made it.
Yeah,
but we all made 8 seed without me.
Anyway, NFL. My first, like, the first Clippers. I'm so disappointed in Clippers. Like, you look like you're about to just take the Spurs out of the game.
Which one?
Spurs. Like, you look like you're about to take the first Spurs out of the game.
Clippers won, don't
they? Yeah, they did. Tonight
they won.
They were supposed to lose, though. Like, you lost a home game.
Oh, yeah.
At least when we went to the Bucks home early. That's when we lost. We didn't lose at all. No way we didn't lose it, huh?
What about New Orleans?
They got 3 off of them.
If they're paying somebody else, I believe they would be as great.
Think about the Warriors, not Warriors, but the Pelicans. I mean, everybody knew they were going to lose, but they just, we just wanted to make the playoffs just for experience. So next year, you come back with some experience, at least. Some playoff experience. Even if you lost.
I feel like if they play somebody else, they probably been great, though. Like, they're probably, like, Pelicans and the Mavericks. Pelicans probably would have hung in there. Probably.
Pelicans would have hung in the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. Mavericks, like, they've been too old.
Nah, they might go to the game Clippers and first. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They barely won 114-105. They took Clear Paul scoring 34 points just to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Steph Curry took that new company down.
Yeah, of course it was.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Wizards winning 4-0, just sweeping the Toronto the Raptors. Y'all talking all that trash too.
They ain't gonna go far though.
I got a little.
Who they play next?
Is
it out of D2 right
there? I'm trying to think. I forgot how to play off street, bro.
Because they playing the Rockets next, man. Give up.
True. I don't know if it's play off street, but I can't remember. But see, they will anyway.
I want to see how far Atlanta gonna go. Because they don't never do good in the playoff.
I want to ref them on, see if we gonna get this game 5 or 8. I think we gotta play Wolves too.
I don't think they play tomorrow. I thought they play Tuesday.
It says 4:27, 8 p.m. Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know Atlanta play tomorrow.
I'm not stunned though.
Atlanta and the Knicks.
I still have no faith in Atlanta. I just
can't. They make it to the conference final.
That's the only way. That's the only way I'm gonna have faith in. I'm
gonna. And they gotta beat Chicago or the Cavaliers.
They don't want that. So I still have no faith in them, guys. I got
their role playing good.
Okay.
Kevin Love gonna be back by that time. Playoff.
I'm gonna play the easy one for the West Coast. I'm going all of
them. I feel like that too.
Who won MVP though?
I think Steph Curry. He been balling this year. Told you he barely don't. You thought it? Yeah, why are we going? He laid up. Steph Curry? What you looking at?
Josh, you want MVP?
I don't know, nothing yet.
Anyway, I'm about to NBA playoffs. I mean, it's really not much to talk about right now until you reach the finals.
Okay, now.
But I'm on to the NFL draft, though.
What about?
And I'm off that day? What are you watching that?
When is it? Oh, the 30th.
Thursday.
Dang.
What you thought it was?
I don't know what day I thought it was. Man, I ain't think it was that early, though.
All right. Top of the discussion, who doesn't know who's going on first? First round, first pick.
Sam Wentz.
Thank you.
You messed up with Mary Ellie Wolfer.
It really was, though. It really, honestly, if he went first, my boy got a plethora of good teams to go to.
Be honest, I don't care who goes for. I want to see who show up when that game starts.
Thank you.
So when that game starts, that's the only thing that matters.
My biggest thing is running backs right now. Running backs is like, these running backs are some of the best running backs to come out of college.
In a couple of years.
Top five running backs. You got Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Amir Abdullah, J.J., and T.J. Young. Boom. You all know where Todd Gurley come from.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon coming out of Wisconsin, Mel Dole coming out of Nebraska, JLJ coming out of Florida, and TJ Young coming out of Alabama. What would you pick if you were running back on the team and you put a team on the charge? It's on 4%. My master died, boy. I swear to God.
It's on 4%?
Yeah.
Nigga, you should never take it off.
Who is? Why is he? Anyway, that's my next topic. This is gonna be a long podcast to use, guys.
What's the volume?
But anyway, my
Tiger.
Tiger. I can't say.
I don't know because he got injured.
I'm putting Melvin Gordon as my running back because Melvin Gordon
got injured.
I still think. Hold on, pause. I just said I put Melvin Gordon.
I just saying that he get injured.
Yeah, he got injured, but I like Todd Gurley too. But if I had to choose between who would be a better running back for my system, I'm putting Todd Gurley in there because he can do it all. Turn, receiver, running back. If that nigga can throw, I'll put him at quarterback.
It's running back class in about, I don't know how many years.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been some years, though.
Nah, at overall speed, if I had like a speed back, that's what needed. I'm picking JLJ.
You need somebody that's going to run somebody over, though.
I'm picking JLJ.
I thought they said they compared him, Tiger Gurley, to who? Marshawn Lynch?
Boy. If old brother come out of Ohio State, I'll pitch him. That nigga eat. For real.
I'm putting my boy Lauren Bird the first string on my defense.
He ain't even still there no more. We talking about.
He profession.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talking about profession.
We talking about NCAA.
Oh. Draft. You said draft. Yeah, hell nah, that's right. Still, he's going to be first.
Yeah. You just put that because they're your friend, but in a real life, in a general manager situation, you want to eat or
then. Never know. Depending on who else I got on my team.
Well, if I can see your face, I'm looking at this, man. But no,
it really, it all depends on who else on the team.
I ain't put, I'm sorry, Lawrence. You reset the screen.
That's if you got a better first screen.
I will. I'm not saying that I won't put you at first anymore. Okay.
Yeah, it's right up in the loody. He ain't had to do all that. He still ain't called a foul.
Anyway, but.
I actually got some titties on her.
Anyway.
What no, man? I'm getting that audience, boy.
Anyway. I'm sorry, anyway. Thank you for my silly. Like, okay, if I had to pick like, for every draft round, if I had to pick a number, okay, I'm gonna pick a number one quarterback, I'm going to Jameis Winston, of course. Pro style offense in NCAA, pro style offense, and it's just gonna translate to
who the other quarterback do? I didn't know him.
You got Mariota, you got old buddy from Baylor.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
I'm not even y'all ain't important.
They ain't important until they do something in the real game.
Thank you. See, think about Jameis Winston and Mariota.
They got they what you call it?
But I can't say they're important. To us, they're important, but the people, you know, from Baylor, from UCLA, they are very important. But anyway, like, done. So I'm picking that. But I'm picking a wide receiver. Wide receiver, wide, I'm going with Amari Cooper. I got you. I know Kevin White is a
good player. Yeah.
I know Kevin White, they say it's going to be like Larry Fitzgerald.
No, I'm
still going Cooper. He came out of Alabama. I'm saying Kevin White talked to trash, but you can't back it up with what he did. He played against like 1-2 SEC teams. Everything else was like, I don't know what conference was it being in.
I don't know either.
Amari Cooper played in the SEC for what, 4 years, I think? Three,
but don't give me that.
I'll say 2 or 3 years. They ain't going to put all of them there. In the SEC against Texas A&M, all the good teams, Georgia, you know, like he played against defense that put 32 down his name, they put up numbers. So I can't put you in there with Amari Cooper. You ain't. It's like Amari Cooper is at the ceiling uphill, and you
and the other.
I'm sorry, he is above you right now because he has to play against people that may have meant something.
Yeah, put up a challenge.
Thank you. You play a team that you could just run all over the door. And if I had to go from there, from picking my wide receivers to going out to my defense to my offense, it's just like I'm not even going to do that because I don't still don't know football like that. I'm not gonna name people that I don't know. But anyway, my next topic was when I got this text. I just got this text. This girl, that's what I'm doing. She's not really an ex because we never really dated, and I never smashed or nothing. This girl I hung out with for a while, and that was it. Nah, on my Snapchat, most of the time you gonna see me and my girlfriend all the time.
I barely get to Snapchat.
We hang out. That's my boo, my best friend.
You tell that better be on Snapchat.
What's that says, bro? You ain't be no love. If you ain't a fine girl, you ain't be no love.
For real.
Seriously. But,
nah. Be on the Snapchat and got it real for that, buddy.
Y'all fancy? Anyway, and but. See, the same girl that just texted me is on my Snapchat. Knowing that she didn't see my Snapchat with me and my girlfriend all through my Snapchat. Almost every day.
She ain't jealous.
I don't even know why you hit me up. Why you know I got a girlfriend? Why did you hit me up, my nigga? Come on. And she called me today.
She wanted to be.
You ain't hit me. No taking on Snapchat not even.
Yeah, girl. Because I said we don't know that. Like,
then, okay, right. So when I did call her back, she was like, "Oh, I didn't mean to call you that night."
But you're drunk.
I don't even know, bro.
I'm drunk, man.
I'm at my girlfriend. I was asleep. I woke up in the morning and said I got a missed call at 3:25 in the morning. What you call me at that point in time, in my lifetime? And you know that girlfriend? I don't have no clue. So I called you back when I was at work then, when I'm break, because you called me again when I was at work.
Oh, okay.
So you called me and tell me that you didn't call me. You could have left that long. I won't go and call you back.
Wow, Snapchat. They won't look at nobody Snapchat but them.
Anyway. Like I was saying, so what's wrong with you? I don't want to call you back, period. But you called me a second time, like you had really had something to say to me. So I called you back, like, and you tell me, oh, I didn't even call you back. I didn't even call you that night. And now you just text me, asking me what I'm doing. What the fuck you were like? You thirsty bitch.
She wants you, bro.
I ain't stun that. No, you made me mad about women. Y'all don't want a nigga when he ain't with nobody. But when he kills somebody, y'all all over him like he was the best thing smoking. You just thought I was going to say single fail. Nothing's wrong with women out there. And that's going to be my next topic for our next podcast next time. Ooh, that's dope. What was that?
Is that Goku?
Oh, that's Goku? Damn, that's a fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that wallpaper.
Oh, that's it. But that was my conversation today. My five topics. Number one. Y'all generation, y'all missed out on a lot of good stuff, but some stuff y'all got that we wish we had back then.
Number two.
Well, hold on, Paul. I'll go back to number one. And also, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. Number two, bullying is serious. So no matter how old you are, from when you're 5 years old to you're 55 years old. It's serious regardless, and that causes a lot of suicides. Stop that. Be nice and be friends. What else can you? Peace to the world, type stuff.
Three.
Nigga, if you bipolar, yeah, my face. I don't need to bite my face that pop bipolar. You happy you fucked me at one point in time, then next time you want to kill me. Bye. So, BSU, please get y'all life. Oh, buddy, we can have an interview too. Because I really know, I don't know what's your reason for doing everything.
I don't think you'll have an interview too, so you about to get locked up, man.
I'm going to get that interview.
Oh, fat.
You thirsty, asshole. Stop texting my phone. I have a girlfriend who I love and she is very much. But that's not number five. I just want to put it in there.
Oh.
Number five, what the fuck about they got them?
I don't even know, bro.
Playoff. Oh, number five, playoff. I got the Warriors going all the way, regardless. It's yeah. My uncertain future about the Cavs. I ain't saying none of that. Y'all ain't gonna beat the Warriors. I'm sorry if y'all beat. Throw me wrong. Six. Don't know. Stop texting my phone.
Did you just say that already?
Yeah, but I meant to say six. Cause it wasn't supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be five topics, but I had you on extra credit. This person did text my phone. But anyway, that's good. Yeah.
Draft. NFL draft.
Well, no, that was part of NFL.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm putting it in anyway. I'm drafting Winston number one regardless of what goes on. I don't give a who cares what y'all say. I'm a Florida State fan, so I'm going to take that regardless. So, F all y'all who say, oh, no, I'm too big of Mariota. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm Nick. And I got the Eagles fans over here. DJ Hill.
And
we're not out yet because I have one more thing to say. Tori Kelly, if you ever listen to this podcast, I just need you to know you are so fine.
That's the singer.
Yes, she is, and God damn, she's
I know you're talking about. Yes, she
and I would marry her, and she's going to be on Woman Course Wednesday. I just need y'all to know that. But peace. Don't do drugs. Don't test and drive. Don't go to McDonald's at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, hold on. Push our phone. I ain't in this yet. Let me tell y'all a story before I end this podcast for real. On a side note, I went to McDonald's at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask me where I was going.
She went to Taco Bell.
I went to my girl liked Taco Bell. I went to McDonald's at 3 o'clock in the morning. A nigga wants to eat. Of course I'm hungry. You mean I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Let me tell you, when I go through the drive-thru, why does the person sit outside by the trash can and take them on the phone? So when I go through the drive-thru,
guess what they tell me?
It's best change.
Try again.
Buy me some food?
No. These things that they ain't taking no orders because they ain't got but two people working in the store.
So?
And the woman, thank you. So, and the woman who was out there texting by the garbage came with her, yeah, we done whatever two people working, so we ain't taking no orders.
Nigga. Somebody take that order, somebody get that damn money.
Thank you. And remind you this, it's another McDonald's that's right down the street from that McDonald's, and it's a dude who takes the order, fixes the food, and delivers, and gives you the food.
Now I can see a lot of people in the thing, you be like, all right, we need somebody here.
I'm the only person that was in that McDonald's. I'm saying the one down the street, only one dude does all that.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the F do y'all ain't taking the order because they were two people? Y'all just being real lazy.
Yeah, being lazy. Man.
Like, if I was to go to your general manager, like, this is what happened to me at this point in time, and there was two people that was at work, would you feel bad that I got you fired? Okay. But I just want to put it in, guys. Don't go to McDonald's. There is some bullshit. Just stop eating that shit.
I don't even like McDonald's.
Like, I just like
chicken. I'm going to get the Buffalo Ranch meat chicken or Oreo meat flour. And if it ain't them two things, they don't really.
Like, on some seriously, everything they make is out of corn. Yeah. Seriously, it's really made from corn. It's like, even the fries, the grease they put the fries in, it's made from corn. I need y'all to know that. And corn is very fattening. I'm very fattening. That's why everybody get fat on even though. But I don't know.
I need to get fat.
Oh, that's such a...
Oh, but yeah, that's your name.
But yeah. But I just want to put that in there. But guys, sorry, Kelly. One quick Wednesday. I love y'all. Thanks for listening. Peace.
And yeah, we out.